It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is Campfire Talk time, and Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon is brought to us each week by the Dallas Safari Club, the Texas Wildlife Association, and Striper Express. Bill carries Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. And we do have Mr. Wysoon standing by, ready to visit with us. Larry, good morning to you, buddy.
Top of the morning to you. I'll tell you what, it's starting to get warm during the daytime, but it's sure been nice all these cool mornings we've been having for a little while.
Yeah, I've been doing like the animal, the critters do, and moving. I kind of move throughout the day, but especially early mornings, you know, get out and get going if I've got anything that's at all laborious to do. I've been trying to do it in the early mornings, Larry, you know?
I do. I've been cutting some old dead cedar on my place that we're going to try to, we're going to have to. I've been building fence with four of them as fence posts, and then we're going to build a shooting house for our rifle range, kind of like an old log. These cedar trees I've got are... oh, they're 30 feet tall and are taller, and so got a good project going on for the rest of the summer.
Awesome. That'll keep those chainsaw keep those things sharp, because that old dead cedar is tough on it. You know, let's talk about hunting out in the Trans-Pecos, Larry. You've done a lot of it in your lifetime. I've been out there enough to know that I want to go back. I love it out there. There's Mr. Austin Bollier. He manages the hunting. I won't try. It's a Spanish name. Double L Double D Ranch out there, right near Presidio, just out of Presidio.
Oh, fantastic!
On the river there, and I'm making plans to go out, and hopefully it'll work out where you can go with me. I'd love for us both to get out there, and we've talked to Austin about that, so. It'll be, their season is, I think, early December, maybe late November for that. But there's, desert mule deer, of course, all dads out there, javelina. And, Larry, you were telling me about the Carmen deer that in some areas are higher elevations out in the Trans-Pecos. We even have them here in Texas, right?
We do. There's a mountain range just south of the river, not far from where you're talking about, called the Carmen Mountain Range. And those little whitetail they also call them fantail. They're smaller than our average, even the little hill country deer, they'll weigh up to maybe 100, 110 pounds on the hoof. Their tail is actually about an inch to 2 inches longer than a regular whitetail. And when they put that tail up, they hold it up straight up. And when they do that, it looks like a giant sailing ship going across, as big as that tail is. They're an absolutely fantastic little animal. They live primarily at 4,000, 4,500 feet and up in terms of elevation. They don't grow, obviously, real big antlers because they're not very big deer, but they're an absolutely gorgeous little white-tailed deer that we have out there in certain areas of the Trans-Pecos. And really, kind of the closer you get down into the mountains, to the river, those mountains on the river like the Chinatis, and which you're not far from right there, those areas really have a fair number of them up in those really high part of the country. The beauty of all that is that you get down a little bit lower, you'll find the Texanensis, the subspecies, our regular Texas whitetail, and then you've got mule deer that kind of range back and forth all a lot of times on the exact same ranch. But those little Carmen Mountain whitetail are extremely interesting. They're fun to hunt. I've hunted them out there with Steve Jones a time or two, and a couple times on our own years ago, and had a little bit more access than what I do to that country now. But they're one of my favorite deer, like whitetails, like the Coos whitetail, to hunt as well, too.
Folks, we are visiting with Larry. Larry's been right here with me for the past 10 years, and if for the 1.00% that don't know, we're talking to Mr. Whitetail here. And don't think I haven't picked Larry's brain around this campfire and the real campfires through the years. I've learned a lot about deer. The coos deer, I know a little bit about them. I've never hunted coos deer, but I know enough about them to, talk about them. But I had no idea these Carmen were there. I want to get Austin Bollier back with us before long on the ranch out there near Presidio, and pick Austin's brain a little bit more. But even if they're if the Carmen deer aren't there, if their elevations on that ranch are not that high, they've got, Larry, you know, they've got lots of javelina out there. Austin was telling me lots of a big audad, and of course, you know, hogs, some big old boar out there that people travel to hunt. And the mule deer, it's a fascinating part of the world. Granted, the temperatures in Presidio, Texas in the summertime, you probably wouldn't want to be out there midday, you know, trying to crawl around one of those mountains. But like he was telling me, they hunt right on through the summer, early mornings, you know. And it's pleasant. Well, high desert, I guess. So I would imagine
it is, right?
Early mornings is probably pretty nice, you know.
It is. It's desert country, like you say, and like typical so much desert country, it may be horribly hot during the daytime, but once that sun goes down, it cools down very nicely and very quickly. And that, to me, is just such a fascinating part of the world to begin with because of the mountains, because of the elevation that they have, because of the vegetation that's out there. At this time of the year, most everything out there is blooming, and it is so pretty. I mean, that high desert country just turns to different colors, and it's absolutely gorgeous in that respect. And as we're saying, the temperatures are not that bad, even during the daytime. Even if it may be 110 or 112, there's usually a breeze blowing, and there's almost 0% humidity out there. So while you're out there sweating, next thing you know, that sweating keeps you a lot cooler than what you could ever imagine. So it's one of those really beautiful areas. I've spent a little time out there over the years, never as much as what I wanted to. And you know, there's such great opportunities out there, just as you mentioned, with different game species.
That's true. And I'm, you know, I've hunted out west. By out west, I'm talking about New Mexico and Colorado, for elk and deer for the past several years, many years. But this year I've made a pact with myself. I'm not leaving Texas to hunt. We've got, with places like this, if you want to hunt mule deer, I mean, they're here. Now, and granted, I guess if you didn't want to leave Texas and you wanted to hunt a trophy elk, there's some ranches out there with some awesome elk. Of course, they come with a price tag because they're not, it's not like you're booking a hunt in the wilderness country up in Colorado or something, you know.
That elk herd out there is phenomenal. Here in Texas as a whole, there are numerous bulls taken out there every year that score over 400. And, of course, most of the time they hunt those bulls during the bugling season. Now, the beauty of that is that elk are considered exotic. So they can be hunted any time of the year if you want to. They're not regulated by seasons as they are in some of the other states, so you can hunt them during the rut. I know that Greg Simons with Walleye Systems, I've been out there on some of those ranches that he has from Marathon, kind of west and a little bit even east and north of Marathon, that have got some unbelievably big elk. And I'll tell you what, they're every bit as fun to hunt there, maybe even more so, because you can hunt them with a firearm during the time frame when those old bulls are bugling and the rut's going on.
That's true, Larry. You know, for about six full seasons, I was up there in northern Colorado, north of Steamboat. Me and my friend Larry Large, we outfitted archery hunts for the elk and bear. There were deer there, but everybody was interested in, you know, going after a bull elk or
right.
Cow. The clients killed several cow elk through the years, but that season opened late. The very end of August, and it would be in September. And sometimes those bulls, they were just cranking up, just beginning to bugle every year. But I always wanted to go back during the rifle season, you know, to hunt them when they were in numbers. But we did well with you know, there's easier things to do than kill a bull elk with a bow. But
yes,
but we had some great times and killed some decent nothing big, nothing as far as trophy bull elk hunters go, but killed a lot of respectable bulls. That'd be a good way to put it.
Yes, sir.
But
well,
yeah,
again, that's the beauty of those elk in West Texas. There are some unbelievably huge elk out there in terms of antlers, and they're very restrictive. Most of the landowners are in what's taken and the size that's taken, or in some instances more so the age than anything else. But, you know, if you get right down to it, if you got a little bit of money to spend and you really want to go on that one elk hunt of a lifetime, or can hunt them with a rifle during the bugling season, West Texas is probably one of the best places to go. And they're still going to be cheaper there than they are in, like, parts of Arizona and New Mexico. Montana, or some of those other areas as well.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot to offer right here in the Lone Star State, Larry.
Amen.
If you'd like to do it, that's why we're here, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah.
Plus, we've been here. We were born and raised right here. But, yeah, there's so much to do. So much to do in Texas. Actually, my friend Jeff Rice and I are going to film, and you might need to sneak away on this one. In East Texas, there's a squirrel season in the month of May. You know?
Oh, yes.
There's a May squirrel season, and Jeff's Buck and Bass Ranch up there is so many squirrels. We were filming a hog hunt up there this past week. Actually 3 days ago we were up there, and a black squirrel, Jeff said he'd seen two. I'm talking about coal black. Jumped up off the ground on the tree. I think Jeff got him on the camera, but you're talking about a lot of fun. That is, get those. I've got that Ruger 1022 sighted in,
perfect
driver. So let's think about that. Maybe you getting up there with us.
Yes, sir.
And I am being told, Larry, that we're out of time for this week's show. It's about that time. But anyway, let's you and I reconvene with everyone this time next week, and you be safe down there working on those cedar trees, and we'll be right back with everyone next week.
Yes, we will.
Folks, that was our buddy, Mr. Larry Wysoon. Larry is a storehouse of knowledge for anything to do with hunting and the outdoors in general, really. He's got some funny stories to tell, and I know he's told a few here on KETR in the past, but one of the it's really not a comical story, but I could just picture it knowing Larry as well as I do. When he was a biologist, he was up, I think, Alaska, maybe Canada, but I think Alaska. They flew him in to counting some snow geese or banding something to do with snow geese and the count up there. This has been years ago, you know, when he was working as a biologist, but they flew him in, and for some reason, Larry couldn't get out of there. The plane couldn't get back. The weather was bad, and I don't know how many days Larry had to stay up there by himself on that isolated tundra lake up there, you know, but it was several days, and he tells a story about he did have a fishing pole and a little spoon or spinnerbait or something. And he caught Arctic grayling, and he said he lived on Arctic grayling sushi for, I don't know, a couple of days or what. That's what he had to eat. And I kid Larry, I told him, I said, well, the next time you get dropped off, or if you and I ever get dropped off, you know, out in the wilderness, I'm going to try to pack around a flint and steel or something so we can build us a fire and cook up whatever we can get. But you would not believe the interesting tales that I've heard Larry relate around the real campfires through the years. He's a great friend, and I really appreciate him taking the time to be with us. We are now out of time, folks. Make sure and be safe with this, you know, the conditions under which we're all having to operate right now. Be safe, and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the best of Texas barbecue sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.